institute, but it became an interdisciplinary institute. The program was sort of part of the electrical department, but then when it became an institute, it became an interdisciplinary institute, and it was moved above or out of the electrical engineering department, and had some other people interested in it, although there were really no faculty members that participated in the teaching program. But when I came, I started building. Actually, that's not quite true. There were a couple of people from mechanical engineering also, as part of the Engineering Institute. There were mechanical engineering and electrical engineering. Those are the two departments that participated in the institute. And when I came, I started recruiting more faculty members. We did not have our own tenure slots. I was the only person who was appointed full time, but my tenure still resided in electrical engineering. And we had about maybe a dozen or so faculty members who had either taught a little bit in the program or had some research interests. In the program. So I started building the graduate program. We didn't have any undergraduate program. And within a fairly short time, maybe 6-7 years, the number of our graduate students rose to about 120 or so from the teams. And the research funding that we were getting. When I came, the research funding was something like $200,000 or $300,000 total for the institute. And we built it up to about maybe $2 or $3 million a year. Mm-hmm. So it was going very well. It was going very well.
How long did you direct the institute?
Well, in 1991, I decided I needed a sabbatical. And I went to the National Science Foundation for 2 years. One of the first things that we did, that I did, by the way, when I became director, is to hire two professors. We received a very large endowment, which was called the Calhoun Endowment, named after Ernst Calhoun. And the endowment allowed us to hire one individual, and that individual was Jack Reed. So I brought Jack Reed to the institute. When we were searching for the individual, we had two candidates. We came up with two final candidates. Both of them were very good, Jack Reed and Vernon Newhouse. And we went to the president and said, "What should we do?" The president said, "Bring them both forward." So he came up with a position for one of them, which was a named position that was Vernon Newhouse. And then Jack Reed became the Calvin professor. In 91, after 11 years as director, I went to the National Science Foundation, where I was the director of a division of biological and critical systems. The engineering director. And when I came back in 1993, Jack Reed was acting director while